The purpose of ISKCON is to create leaders. Because these leaders are going to save this world. But a true leader first becomes a follower. A good leader must become a good follower. A good follower makes a true leader. Because he is inspired from within by the mercy of the Lord. The transcendental knowledge is revealed in the heart, and then he imparts this knowledge unto others. It is not an intellectual transmission. It is a spiritual transmission that takes place. How this knowledge is imparted, how this knowledge is received, and how this knowledge is given, Bhagavad Gita is explaining the process. How? Tadviddhi pranipatena. In order to receive this knowledge, one must approach the teacher in a humble way by offering himself to him. Pranipatena. This word pranipat literally means offering obeisances. But what is the significance of obeisances? That I am offering myself to you. So please guide me, groom me, and prepare me. Pranipatena. And then padiprashnena, sincere inquiry. A student must question. Things that he cannot understand, he must question in order to clarify. Padiprashnena and sevaya. By service, he must please the teacher. Then upadekshanti te jnana. Then the teacher will give the knowledge, upadekshanti, and gyanina stattva darshina. He can give it because he has it. So that is the way this transcendental knowledge is transmitted. And that process is called parampara. Teacher to student, then in course of time, the student becomes the teacher and he imparts the knowledge. And that leader is called Guru. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is ordering that become Guru on my order. I am ordering you to become spiritual leaders. Amar aggay Guru hoya taro ei desh. Deliver this world by becoming. So in order to accept the responsibility, we should not feel shy. It is not actually a position, but it is a role. It's a role that we all have to play. That is, receive the knowledge, transmit the knowledge. Receive the knowledge and distribute this knowledge.